We've heard a lot about cyber attacks and cyber security, but what exactly would constitute a cyber war? The US intelligence community says it believes the hacking of the Democrats in the US election campaign was directed from the very top of the Russian government. But was that run-of-the-mill espionage or an act of war? It's a question with big consequences because a cyber war could lead to real guns and missiles being fired. Michael Schmidt is an expert on international law and cybersecurity and senior fellow at the NATO Cooperative Cyber Defence Centre of Excellence. He's been in Canberra to launch a new manual on cyber attacks and international law. I asked him if Russia's alleged computer hacking in the lead-up to the US elections was an act of war.
It's not an act of war at all. It doesn't approach the level of severity necessary for an act of war. An act of war would generally require either physical damage or injuries to human beings or some dramatic effect on the functioning of the country. So there are gradations of severity in cyber operations, harmful cyber operations, and this would have been at the lower end. Although I conclude, and not everyone agrees with me, that it was nevertheless a violation of international law. But an act of war in cyberspace, which is entirely feasible or it can be imagined, would really allow the victim state to take off the gloves in a big way. It would allow the victim state to use its military forces, not only in the cyberspace, but use its military forces in a classic way. So I know that individuals have cited this as an act of war, but it certainly wasn't as a matter of international law.
Okay, so what would be an act of war? For instance, I know that there are people at the moment testing out the defenses of computerized cars and self-driving cars. Suppose some other actor took over a tank or a nuclear submarine. Would that be an act of war if you did that by a cyber attack?
That would. So if you took over air defense systems and shut them down, if you conducted an attack against a civilian population, the example that's often used is hacking into the control system of a dam and releasing waters, or conducting a cyber attack on a nuclear facility that causes a meltdown. These would be what lawyers would call an armed attack. That's a term from the UN Charter, what the layperson would call an act of war. And that would allow you to respond using your own force to the other side to defend yourself.
So what we know about something called Stuxnet is that the Americans and the Israelis may have managed to hack right into the Iranian nuclear system. Was that an act of war?
Well, it was an operation that, in terms of severity, would have been sufficient, in my view, to be an act of war, because if you'll recall, there was a lot of physical damage. Centrifuges were breaking and so forth. It could easily have harmed people. There was a fair amount of physical damage. The big question in Stuxnet is although it was at the appropriate level of severity, was it lawful because it was an attempt to shut down a nuclear military capability of another state? And so it's a rather complicated analysis, but that was at the level of an act of war. Whether it was justified under international law is a separate question.
Some small countries have already come under massive cyber attack, notably starting probably with Estonia back in about 2007. When you look at a country like Australia, do you see us as being even remotely prepared for this threat?
That's difficult to say. Most countries are not prepared for that level of threat. Estonia is, of course, a relatively small country. I spend a lot of time in Estonia because we did the Tallinn Manual there. But it's an easier country to lock down in cyberspace for example, has happened there, attacked the banking system and so forth. So I think a lot of countries run that risk. The big question is whether it's one thing to take on a country that lies on your geopolitical border. It's quite another to take on a major country like Australia with a robust alliance system and friends that are very, very cyber capable. So I certainly believe it's possible to conduct major disruptive attacks against Australia. Whether another state would take that risk is quite a different matter.
Michael Schmidt, an expert on international law and cybersecurity and a senior fellow at the NATO Cooperative Cyber Defense Center of Excellence.